Working from home has its benefits, but it also has its problems. One of them involves workplace friendships. Working remotely or away from an office may make it harder to form friendships with coworkers. In the United States, only 2 in every 10 employees say they have a best friend at work. That information comes from a Gallup opinion study done in June 2022. Jim Harter is a workplace and well-being researcher for Gallup. He said, "We are seeing in the data that younger people in general are feeling more disconnected from their workplaces." Harter added that if young people are less connected to their workplace, they have fewer chances to connect with their coworkers. It may be difficult to develop those kinds of relationships that they might have had in the past. Also, he said, there is a difference in levels of trust among work friends. It is a lot more difficult to establish close friends over relations when you are more distant, he said. Take, for example, Crystal Powers. She is a medical records manager in the state of Wisconsin. Powers began a new remote job in February 2022. Powers is the only manager hired since the pandemic who oversees full-time remote workers. Team building has been difficult, she said. She has not yet met in person 2 of the 5 people she oversees. She said, it has been more challenging than it has been in past positions to earn the trust in me as a supervisor because they still do not really know me. She also has found it hard to connect with other managers online. Still, Power said she likes working remotely. Harter from Gallup said that having a best friend at work has become even more important since the rise in remote and hybrid employment. For many employees during the pandemic, workplace friendships offered social and emotional support at a critical time. Gallup found from their recent study, this is especially true of parents, educators, and frontline workers. These workplace friendships also benefited employers. Gallup research shows that employees who have a close friend at work are much more likely to interact with customers and work partners, get more done in less time, support a safe workplace with fewer accidents, and create and share ideas. Johnny C. Taylor Jr. is president and chief of the Society for Human Resource Management. He said many good things come from work friendships. First on his list is worker retention, a company's ability to keep good workers. Next on his list is peace in the workplace. He said work friends can help to keep each other calm when disagreements happen. More companies, he said, are actively supporting workplace friendships. His organization has nearly 500 employees around the world. One of its programs centers around something that often brings people together, food. The organization buys lunch for people who invite a new person to share a meal with them. Taylor said, "We're trying to get people together who have different lived experiences, backgrounds, etc. The idea is you go to lunch with a stranger and make them a friend." Henry Crabtree is 26 years old and lives in London. He said that when you have close work friends, you're not only working with each other, but for each other. He was hired in December 2021 onto a small marketing team for a software company. That company has workers around the world. Seeing each other outside work, especially when colleagues are from other countries, he said, really helps develop these friendships.